1776.
So did you watch any football this weekend? Maybe you were glued to the Breeders' Cup. Maybe you were chasing children or grandchildren around. Whatever you did, I hope you had a chance to chill. Kate Delaney here, America Tonight, the name of the show. I don't care what your stripes are, be they right of right or left of left or somewhere in between those independents that the Republicans need to send thank you notes to. Please feel free to throw in your 2 cents at any time. Let me give the digits out right from the get-go. How about that? 800-259-5791. Or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. 2012 is what is the next frontier, I think, for certainly for the presidency. Does Obama get to repeat? And is he an eight-year guy, a two-termer, just like George W. Bush, who's now pumping his book, was, and Bill Clinton before him was? Or is it just one and out for Obama? And if so, what Republican charge, who is it, that's going to take down the incumbent president? A lot of it has to do with the economy, we know that. So now you've got the president who's over in Mumbai. Originally there was crazy reports about $200 million a day was being spent for the security, slightly exaggerated, but still a lot of security, both on the ground and the air and everything else, as you can imagine, in a hornet's nest like India, right there next to Pakistan, which is also part of what he has to juggle as far as the public opinion goes in the Middle East, because in Mumbai, that, of course, was the center of a horrific attack in 2008 to some luxury hotels that killed some Westerners, certainly killed people of Indian descent who were there in those cafes and walking in and out of those quarters between the hotels and whatnot. All in all, 166 people dead. It was terrible. I remember it well. Remember when the whole thing was going on and you were glued to the tube because there were people calling in from their hotel rooms to say, help me. And that was being broadcast. They were calling like CNN and I think somebody called Fox too. And all of that was being broadcast on the airwaves. And there were some sad stories about Americans who lost their lives. So now the president is over in Mumbai doing that dance between the countries, trying to be careful not to offend, I think. But yet, he kind of offended a lot of Americans right before he took off on the trip. Not even so much about what the cost was, although that was an issue with many of us because, well, okay, so how much are we spending on this goodwill ambassador tour thing of India? We love you. You're great. You're terrific. And then on second thought, you think about it, and there are a lot of Americans. It's not that they hate India, but they hate the fact that so many jobs have gone there. I started to think about this. I know two people who lost their jobs that went overseas to India, where their corporation took and moved the area that they were working over there because it was obviously cheaper to do that. And that's happening certainly more and more. And that infuriates many who lost jobs and have no jobs to go to and are struggling trying to paddle the canoe with no oar. Not even one. No paddle. They got nothing. They're just going down the river hoping and praying there's not going to be a foreclosure in their future, trying to figure out how are they going to juggle the bills. I mean, how many people in America listening to me aren't trying to play that roulette thing with bills? Wait until they get the pink bill in the mail before they turn off the electricity. So here's what Obama said about how important it is, globalization and India and the whole job thing, basically. Listen to what he had to say.
There's going to be a tug of war within the United States between those who see globalization as a threat and want to retrench and those who accept that we live in a open, integrated world.
All right, what do you think? Open, integrated world, globalization, is it a threat? You go to the numbers. You can certainly weigh in on that. Here's what I would say. The sad fact is, in these United States, not enough is being manufactured here. And what it is it's business. Because it was cheaper to do it elsewhere, that's what's happened. So, yes, jobs slip by the wayside. I talked about an example that we're seeing right in front of our faces now that's starting to get a lot of play, the Girl Scouts of America. The guy who's running the merchandising side of it, of course, uniforms are a big deal, make a lot of money for the Girl Scouts, and they farm them out to what factory? An American factory. There's a chance the American factory may have to close because the Girl Scouts of America are their biggest customer. Why? Because they're shopping around for better rates, and one of the places they're shopping, China, perhaps India, because they know they can get it done cheaper, and they say this is better because they can pass it on to the members and their parents, and that's why they're doing that. But yet it's that thing of, okay, so now we're not producing things in the United States, so people are shedding these jobs or losing these jobs. And there are companies that are about buy American, make American, and all that kind of stuff, but just not enough of them anymore. We're not manufacturing the things that we used to manufacture. So what do you think? Is it a good thing to certainly not be? I think it's not good to be an isolationist, but at the same time, how far do you want to open those arms? And already we are crippling too many workers. I'm not a fan of outsourcing for what it's already done. So what does happen in 2012? Well, there was an interesting poll that was done by Newsmax and a Newsmax Survey USA poll. And they did this after the midterm elections, and what the poll showed was that Hillary Clinton would beat President Obama by 20 points in a head-to-head race for the presidency. So why is that? Well, we know why that is. It goes back to the same things I'm just talking about right here at the top, the jobs, the lack of security, all that sort of stuff. And pretty much with the Republicans winning the House, gaining the 6 seats in the Senate, we know that there's been a rejection of the Obama policies, and then questions about who the Democrats might even field as a candidate in 2012 should he not want to run again, and they don't want to put Obama there. Of course, they're going to put the president there if he wants to run again. I can't imagine they wouldn't do that. So in the survey, they threw up other names, and it included Hillary Clinton, and that's how it came out. If there was an election for the President of the United States today, and the only two names on the ballot were Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, for example, that was one of them, who would you vote for? So 60% chose Clinton, 40 Obama. And this was interesting. There was no difference between male and female responses for what it's worth. But who is ultimately the candidate that goes up for the Republicans, right? Is it Senator Evan Baugh from Indiana? He's got about $10 million in his campaign coffers. He could challenge if he wanted to, although how does he really show up in the surveys? Is it somebody like Newt Gingrich, Mike Huckabee, is salivating over the possibility, even though he says he's not, of getting it? And then, of course, Sarah Palin's name comes into the mix, which I think she would get trounced in a presidential election if that were to happen in 2012. And I don't think that happens anyway, but it's a question of who goes up there. Speculation, speculation, and more speculation. All right, some other things happen in our backyard and elsewhere. We're going to get to that, plus the mailbag next.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Sleeping, a volcanic eruption killed 156 people in Indonesia. Sad stuff there. And in Myanmar, they held their first election in 20 years. So that's outside of our backyard. First, the volcanic eruptions. If you go to AmericaTonight.net, I have one of the horrible pictures from that. You just see volcanic ash everywhere. Sadly, it's described as people who are half burned being rescued, the ones that are still alive, and then there are others that were dead, as I mentioned, 156, with the flow, the lava just pouring out of Mount Merapi, killing those people. And they tried to get as many people from the villages as they could because they were worried that this was going to happen. They could hear the rumblings. And you see that volcanic ash. This is radio. Imagine if you would. You can't see a damn thing. It's nothing but a gigantic cloud in front of your face. Not a white cloud, an ash cloud that has now engulfed you. But you're actually one of the more lucky people if it's just the ash, because it was the molten lava that slammed into too many of the villagers who thought that they were safe. They thought they lived far enough away from the volcano. But no, 12 miles away was not far enough. So you had large clouds of gas and dust, and it was ugly happening over the weekend. So you multiply that. It's so unpredictable. You multiply what's happening in that crater with the earthquake that hit Indonesia, that coastline, 7.7, triggering the tsunami and killing 449 people. Boy, it's been rough in that area. Not that they don't know that, because it's called the Ring of Fire, and as you know, there are earthquakes and there are volcanoes and whatnot, but still, the people feel relatively safe, I guess, because there's enough dormancy and there are enough small little quakes here and there that they're kind of quelled into thinking things are okay. Plus, you've got now about a quarter of a million people who are displaced by the eruptions, but they're kind of the lucky ones because, hey, they didn't get slammed by the flow of the lava. Just absolutely crazy, crazy pictures to see. I think of the dormant volcanoes that I've seen, or I went to Kilauea and did the helicopter ride over the top of it. Just a little bit of the orange stuff coming out of it, and I thought, wow, that's so incredibly fascinating to watch that go down and then drop off into the water. Nothing. I mean, nothing like what is happening in this eruption there and what's happening to those people's lives. Speaking of lives and then elections, we just had our midterm elections where the Democrats ran for their lives. In Myanmar, it was about a controversial election. Of course, it was a controversial election because they're counting the vote, hand counting the vote, but it's the first election in 20 years. And critics would say, and I think I would I probably agree with them, that this is this facade of democracy. Oh, look, we're counting the votes. I wonder how many of those votes are jimmy-rigged, jammed-in votes. The polls closed on Sunday. They don't know who the winners are. They're counting the votes by hand, like I said. But probably the ruling party, the military there, most likely going to win, let's say. Election workers for the Union of Solidarity and Development campaigned in the countryside. There were a lot of rural folks there. They didn't even know how to vote. And, of course, that party supported by the governing military, ex-military members. So how do you think they're going to vote there? Most of those people don't know much about the political process and all that sort of stuff. But you know what? Maybe it's a step in the right direction. So these are jimmy rigged, and maybe 10 years down the line, it won't be a sham. And they'll actually have a really clean election. Maybe there's a chance of that. At least this is a step in a direction anyway. They weren't even voting for two whole decades. See, this is why people in this country need to vote. Look what's happening in other countries. They haven't even had a vote in 20 years. They have no say whatsoever in who is ruling over them. And ruling is the correct word there, I think. All right, closer to home, this was a big, big, sad deal, too. And, man, I don't understand this whatsoever, but I'll tell you about it. Four teens are now going to get slapped with murder charges, and they should, because a teenager was beaten to death at a Georgia house party that apparently got out of control. And unfortunately, it wasn't just one kid that was beat. There were several that were, but there was one guy that was beat up. When I say beat him up, they're literally thinking of a movie. Think of a mafia movie like Goodfellas, where you can't even watch. You got to close your eyes. That's what happened to this guy. I mean, they beat him up. They stomped him, and they killed him. I mean, killed him in cold blood. So the mother of the girl who hosted the party was horrified. The cops took in 57 witnesses to ask about the attack. And before the attack, one of the teenagers said, "I'm going to slam the next person that he sees." And unfortunately, it happened to be this kid, or this guy, who was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And can you think of anything more brutal? You go off to a party, or your family, you tell your family, "Bye, I'm going off to a party," and then, of course, you don't show up after that. So now you've got all of these kids that are facing, I say kids, but they're like 18, 19. They're facing one felony, murder count each as a result of it. And they're accused of killing this Bobby Maurice Tillman, who was just 18, just turned 18, at a house party in Atlanta late Saturday or even really early Sunday morning. Totally useless, makes no sense what they did there. All right, quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh, yes, I have mail. This one's from Jack, listening to us in Austin. I think he emails us as much as Dennis McMahon does. And Jack says, Kate, what happened to that horse? What happened to Zenyatta? I got to tell you, I was going to lay a bet down. I heard you droning on and on about what a fabulous horse it was. In fact, you were talking to some guy from Kentucky. Sorry, I can't remember his name. He's a caller. And you were going back and forth on the whole Breeders' Cup thing. It didn't turn out so well, did it? I was wondering if you know anything about it. I watched it. It's funny because, to be honest, I would have gone to the track as well, but something detained me and I didn't get a chance to do it. And I like Zenyatta a lot. Zenyatta had been 19 for 19. How crazy is that? I mean, this beautiful, big, lovable horse that certainly takes nothing away from the accomplishments of Zenyatta, but had a chance to be perfect. I mean, perfect all the way through. And unfortunately, that didn't happen over the weekend. There were other plans, let's say, for Zenyatta's demise. Zenyatta ended up losing that horse race by really a head, I guess it was. And Mike Smith, the poor jockey who's had the mount on Zenyatta, was just a wreck. I don't know that I've seen a jockey that distraught over losing a race, feeling like, you know, blaming himself, feeling like it was completely his fault for what happened, and certainly it wasn't. I mean, this was, you're talking about, you know, narrowly almost just missing it by a head is nothing. And I don't think it was his fault, but I understand him being distraught. Let's put it that way. All right, here's one from the world's biggest fan. That's all he says. Hey, the world's biggest fan. Wondering what you think's going to happen now on the Hill when everything gets back to normal in 2011. Will there be harmony or will there be war? Boy, that's a good question, and I'm not Madam Cleo. If I were looking into the crystal ball, and I hate to predict it, but we're just going to have gridlock. I don't imagine that anything different is going to happen with health care, because ultimately the problem is, unless the president wants to play, let's make a deal. Remember, he's got veto power, so that it could be the power of the pen. What's going to happen is it's going to be really serious politicking. So everybody involved in decisions on whatever, like health care, it's going to be about weighing the options. The people around Obama are going to decide, well, could you give a little bit of this so you seem like you're willing to work with the Republicans? But if you look at the agenda, it doesn't match up. So I don't think so, certainly not on health care anyway. So the repeal, I don't think will happen, because I believe the president absolutely won't sign it. And then what happens from there, who knows? All right, here's the last one. This is from Ann, who's listening to us in Illinois. Kate, I heard you talking about a Qantas flight, something about a Qantas flight, and they had to land, and I wonder what was the deal there. Well, it was an Australian flight, obviously. They had problems with some engines on one of their planes. They were keeping it close to the vest. They had to make an emergency landing in Singapore. They had, you know, almost 460 people on board, so they've decided to ground the Airbus A380s. That's probably a good thing. Stay with us.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Tonight, if you've never listened to this show before, I always like to say, for lack of a better description, we zig and zag all over the place. So in other words, it's water cooler buzz, baby, because there's so much happening in the world and in our own backyard that it's worth diving into all of it. Why not chomp on all of it? And I love that about the emails. When you send me the emails, you're picking up on a lot of things that have been talked about in previous shows. Sort of the, well, what happened? What happened in the race with Zenyatta? What happened here? And that's great. But I don't care what you want to talk about when you shoot me the emails. It could be about anything. So send them to me at americatonight.net because we are trying hard to always go to that mailbag so you can be heard. Or you can dial the digits 800-259-5791. One of the biggest things I think certainly that's come out now with the president being in India is, okay, how about India? What's going on with India? Including the fact the Mumbai attack, there's an aftermath to that. The Mumbai plotter was actually the DEA deployed the guy, one of the guys behind that, even though there was warnings about him. You know the story, right? That David Headley, who was a small-time kind of drug dealer punk and occasional informant, he actually went to work for the DEA, kind of, in Pakistan months after the September 11th attacks. And that didn't matter, even though there was a warning attached to him that he was sympathetic to the radical Islamic groups. Court records and a bunch of interviews were certainly show that. So Headley goes to Pakistan and he starts to train with terrorists, and then he ends up instead, doesn't help the DEA or the government and any of the American people, instead he plays a major role in an attack that left, you know, 160-some people dead in Mumbai. So the warning was completely thrown out. And what it was there was a girlfriend who ratted him out, a girlfriend who said, look, he's a sympathizer, he's this, he's that, was just willing to, you know, talk about him, talk about what she heard, what she knew he was doing. And they just dismissed this as, this is a girl that was jilted by him, so, you know, there's no proof here, so we're just going to let that warning go away. And when he went to federal court in New York, he got an early release from probation so he could be sent to work for the DEA in Pakistan. So what he was going to do in Pakistan is, I'm sure, ferret out big cases, try to figure some of the pipelines from that country. Instead, he turns out to be a disaster. Instead, he was in our grasps, in the grasp of the United States, and could have not been sent packing on his way. If the government was able to show or know that he was engaging in a terrorist attack in India, then he could have been transferred instead to the Indian government. So now the U.S. has egg on their face for not realizing what he was about, you know, Headley. And instead, he beats a path as an American informant to a terrorist, which shows that there has been massive, massive miscommunications since the September 11th attacks, and not knowing who goes where and somehow letting people slip through the grasp of the net. And here's somebody that could have obviously been caught in the net. The director of national intelligence started to do an investigation into Headley's government connections because reports started to surface that two of the former drug dealers' ex-wives had gone to people in power and told them before the Mumbai attacks that they thought he was plotting with terrorists. So he had two warnings from women and dismissed them as jilted people. That's crazy. You know what it reminds me of? It's like Abdullah Muttalib, his father, pleads with the embassy that something is wrong with his son, that he knows he's plotting, and then he almost blows up an airplane, one that almost blew up in the Detroit skies. So I don't understand this. We're willing to have these pat-downs, these enhanced pat-downs at airports, and to go through these invasive procedures, because that's what it is. You know, you get x-rayed, and everybody, the people that are x-raying, you see the whole package, your whole package. But yet these things continue to happen. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And, you know, he was a DEA informant, I guess, until 2003. And he was learning to deal, so he's playing both sides in the middle. He's learning how to deal with explosives and small arms in these terrorist training camps. So the new question becomes, and a lot of people are talking about this, and finally people are writing stories about it, is why were the warning signs missed once again that he was a big deal in a radical Islamic group? And did people look the other way then listen to the complaints about him? Because you had the girlfriend and two ex-wives who said that there was trouble here. So they ignored all three women. And they, the girlfriend said that he had an affinity for some other groups. But I guess the problem was, and what they're trying to say is, they had no evidence that he was plotting against the U.S. So, of course, what do you think the Indian government's going to say? They're concerned about what are the Americans doing. They're planting a guy who turns out to be a terrorist. And this is a guy who was born in the U.S. He was born to a family that had wealth, a Pakistani diplomat, and a Philadelphia socialite. That was his background. And here he has pled guilty in connection with the Mumbai plot. And also, he was part of the attack that was stopped against a Danish newspaper that published the cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. So now, once again, he is cooperating. But the question becomes is why didn't they dot the I's and cross the T's before it got to that point? And that's one of the things the president has had to address since he has been in India. As to how did this happen? I mean, this is a pretty big blunder here. How did you not catch him? How did you, in fact, put him, you know, pretty much insert him into the system? That's just one dance. Then you've got this other thing where you have the director, or the Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, who's talking about the fact that, you know, it's the everyday Joes that have to play a big role in stopping terrorism. That it's the something you might notice in your neighborhood and on the street that needs to be reported. That, geez, if you see that people are going to Somalia, you might want to tell someone about that because you don't know what they're doing. And then they come back. And that's now what's being sold. In fact, they're calling it, it's a campaign. They're calling it pretty much this. It's the, if you see something, say something campaign. That's how you should become more engaged, that you need to report suspicious activity to the appropriate people. Well, that could get ugly, couldn't it? Saying that the citizens in this country need to understand that they have a role to play. Now, this is just heaping it on. That's what they're doing. They're just heaping it on because it's embarrassing the near misses. The homegrown militants, the two dozen U.S. citizens who have trained in Somalia. And it goes back to securing borders better, to what about these student visas? Why isn't attention paid to student visas when they're up? Oh, geez, we almost caught that guy in Dallas. Thank goodness we did catch him, because here he was on a visa that expired. How many times do we hear that, a visa that expired? I mean, that system has to stop, and there has to be a way to connect that. There has to be a way, however many visas are granted, to know when a visa is up and what's going on with that person. And to be able to track that. We can track packages, but we can't track people who get visas, who want to supposedly come to our country to learn. But then really there's, in some cases, a more sinister reason, and they disappear into the ether and nobody knows until they resurface in a situation where they almost kill somebody on a plane. Yeah, that's where the weak point lies. That's what I think Napolitano and her crew should be focused on. The gaps in security. The gaps in security, not the citizen patrols. We already have that, don't we? It's called Crime Stoppers. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
A few. We've really opened up a Pandora's box, so let's hear what you have to say. Let's go to Shelly, who's listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Shelly.
Hello.
Hello, Shelly. What's on your mind? How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. I actually have three beefs. First one is the security issues and all these faux pas and screw-ups that seem to keep happening, and we are supposedly under so much security, and they always know what's going on, but they always seem to be behind the eight ball.
Yes.
And then when you go, I flew to Vegas in April of this year, and the security flying to Vegas out of Michigan was very, very tight, and coming out of McCarran Airport was even tighter. And it's such a nightmare going through all that stuff. And you feel like when you're putting everything in all these bins, like you're like an inmate in prison, putting, you know, taking your clothes off, you know?
You know, oh, I've been there, yes.
And then you get on a plane, that I was on a brand new plane, and they keep, I'm small. I'm like 5 foot, five and a half, 113 pounds.
Right.
But I've got long legs. It was uncomfortable in those seats because I had no place to stretch out. You're seated in the upright position. You know, we have all these inconveniences, and the airlines are saying, well, it's because of what we have to do, blah, 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 blah. So we're all uncomfortable, and it's a hassle, and we're being treated like second-rate or third-rate citizens. I'm so frustrated right now. Let me re-speak.
Okay.
We're being treated as third-rate people, and it's so frustrating to deal with all of that. And then you have President Obama going to India after the election. And I must object to the fact that we have such a bad economic situation. I think he's the most heavily traveled president in history. At a time when there's no money to be spent, they take off. They go somewhere. It's like, hello, can we do that? It's costing $2 million a day or something for him to be out there.
Yeah.
And he said there's 50,000 jobs. What are they paying? What are we going to, will it pay for all the entourage for the trip? I mean.
This is the problem. Some of the, how much it costs for the trip was exaggerated, but not that much. There's no reason to be in India. He's saying originally it was like, okay, we're going to India, we're reaching out, the globalization, and there's going to be people that say we got to hunker down and blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing, we're spending out of control, and nobody likes to hear that, but we know that, right? So we're spending out of control, we can't figure out how to make up the money, they're talking about 1% taxes on bank transactions, for God's sake. But so why do we keep giving and giving? It's like they're taking all the blood away from us. It's like, come to the blood bank and give some blood, and geez, we're happy to do that, we want to volunteer, but now you are draining our blood. Like, we're beyond volunteering and figuring out how we're going to pick our neighbor up, because it's the middle class that it's true. It's not crazy fear-mongering, anger issues or whatever. It's happening. Look around. Talk to the people in the neighborhood. Shelley, you know this. You see it. I see it every day. And I don't understand it. So that was, to me, okay, I understand about a president having to have foreign relations. But the timing, A, could not have been worse. And why is it necessary? There's a thing called satellites, and there's a thing called having the people come to you, which many of those foreign leaders gladly come to the United States. Let them spend their dime.
Especially in India, they're high tech all over the place. All
yes.
The high tech people go over there. It's virtual. They know how to do virtual.
Right. Do virtual.
And besides that, when you're talking about draining the economy, they're trying to print more money, and people don't realize that that's going to actually devalue the American dollar and make things more expensive for all of us.
Yeah, it's absolutely going to do that. And that's why Ben Bernanke has his claws up, because now he's getting criticized for deciding to pump out all those bonds, those treasury bonds, and it's disastrous. He's defending the Fed's plan to boost the economy, but it's doing nothing of the sort. See, here's what the problem is. The wolves haven't realized that the pigs don't want to be slaughtered anymore at the trough, and they're waking up and ready to jump out of the pen. So we're awake in this country now more than ever. I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, whatever. I think across the board, people across the board are definitely more hip to what's going on. So when they try to shove this $600 billion program to help the economy down our throats, that all this money being injected into the economy is going to ignite inflation, like you said, that's pretty much it. Or it's going to kill us. That's exactly what's going to happen.
I never split my ticket so hard as this last election.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. I went
yep.
Taxpayers Party, Republican, here, there, everywhere. But I did not vote Democrat because they're not Democrats anymore. They're so far left, so many of them.
Right.
It's scary. You know, and
right.
I used to be very much into the, you know, I'd vote Democrat, but now I'm scared of it, you know.
Right. Shelley, you're not alone. That's what people are saying. That's why we saw the independents. 6 out of 10 voted shockingly for the Republicans because they were afraid to go the Democratic route that they normally went. Shelley, enjoyed the conversation with you as always. Hang in there.
Thank you.
Let's go to Jeremy in Alaska. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, Kate. It's a pleasure to speak with the most beautiful woman on talk radio again.
Thank you, Jeremy. What's happening in Alaska?
Well, I guess Murkowski is still trying to win. I think there's some voter fraud going on here. You know,
yeah, because that's all about the write-in, of course, and Joe Miller's hanging in the balance waiting to see what the deal is, yeah.
Well, us militia guys are praying for Joe Miller, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And no, I think it's, you know, it's going to come down, like you said, she's not giving up. She's insisting that with the count, so we'll see. But from what I understand, it's looking more and more like he is going to be declared the winner, that he's the guy, that forget the whole write-in thing. But it's a battle, you're right.
Yeah, and, you know, she's so power-hungry and such a loser, and I mean, no one here can hardly stand her, you know. And we really want Joe Miller to get in there, but I kind of wanted to talk about the new $600 billion bailout that the Fed plans on destroying this country with.
Yeah, I think that what's going to happen is it's going to start inflation, or there certainly will be a lot of problems when it comes to the economy as a result of that. Bernanke is saying it's not going to push inflation to any kind of super ordinary levels, but I'm not buying it. I think that, you know, the $600 billion worth of government bonds is an effort to make loans cheaper, they say, and get Americans to spend more. But I don't think that that's going to happen. I don't think it's going to force companies to boost hiring, and I don't think it's going to help the economy. I think it's not a good idea.
Well, I hope Ron Paul and Rand Paul will step in some type of way and put a stop to this, because, you know, the Tea Party obviously had an awesome victory, Kate, and, you know, they can't keep ignoring this. I mean, it has to stop.
Jeremy, thanks for the call. Here's the deal. Here's the other part of that. Rand Paul, who's the senator-elect in Kentucky, and his father, Ron Paul, of course, is a proponent of getting rid of the Federal Reserve, but at least doing an audit of it. I think that you'll see that there will be some kind of an audit of it, and I think that's good, because power run amok is what, and that, unfortunately, unchecked, is what I believe has happened to the Federal Reserve as well. So to me, that's a good thing.